So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing several incidents of a disputed chazaka. Zeh omer shel avosai v'zeh omer shel avosai. Both the claimant and the occupant claimed to have inherited the property. The claimant brought witnesses that he inherited it, and the occupant brought witnesses that he established a chazaka. Rabbah ruled that the occupant keeps the property because malur l'shaker. His claim of shel avosai is believed because he could have used the chazaka to claim to have purchased it from the claimant, and he would have been believed and kept the property. Clearly he is not lying, and he indeed inherited it. However, Baya argued that the claimant gets the property because malur l'shaker b'makom eidim lo yaminan. This reasoning is not sufficient to support the claim of the occupant that shel avosai, that he inherited, because the claimant's witnesses, Isis Sahadi da Avosai, he contradict this claim. The Gemara relates the rest of the incident. As the Rashbam explains, Rabbah accepted Abaya's argument and ruled like Abaya that the claimant gets the property. Therefore, the occupant who lost revised his claim and said, Hadar Amalei in the Avosahi, b'zivant minach. The occupant admitted that he did not inherit it, but rather purchased it from the claimant and explained, "Hay da amiloch da avasi, disamach li Allah ka da avasi." He only meant that he feels as secure in his claim as if he inherited it. How to rule at this point is a machlekes. Ula holds that the occupant keeps the property based on his revised claim of zam vanta minach, and aisi sahadi da achlesh ne chazaka because toin b'chayz v'toin. He can submit a second claim if it merely interprets the first. The Nardai hold that the claimant gets the property because the occupant cannot submit a second claim. The Gemara lists several exceptions to which all agree. If the occupant originally said, I inherited the property and you did not, he cannot change his claim and say that he purchased it because this completely contradicts his original claim. Also, if he left the court and re-entered, he cannot change his claim, because Tanase Agmare, we suspect someone outside toward him this new false claim. On the other hand, if the occupant now claims that he inherited it, but his father bought it from the claimant's father, it is accepted, because he's not changing his claim at all, but merely explaining his first claim. Therefore, the Rashbam explains, Malu l'shaker ibayi omar minach zavinte. He could have used the chazaka to claim he bought it, and so he's believed. Furthermore, if he made one claim outside of court and an entirely different claim in court, it is accepted because the claim in court is considered the first claim and the claim outside is not considered a claim at all. Because of it inish the lemegale tanose el beidina. People refrain from revealing their actual claim outside of court so that the other party cannot prepare a rebuttal. Another incident, Zeh omer shel avosai v'zeh omer shel avosai. Two parties claim to have inherited a property. Hay aisi sahadi de avosai v'och l'shnei chazaka, v'hay aisi sahadi de'och l'shnei chazaka. One brought witnesses that he inherited and that he used it for the last 3 years, and the other brought witnesses that he used it for the last 3 years. Rav Nachman ruled, uki achila l'bahadi achila, v'uki ara b'cheskes avosa. The testimony regarding the chazaka is contradictory and disregarded. Therefore, the property is given to the party who brought witnesses that he inherited. However, Rava argued, Ha'edus Mukheshasi. Since the witnesses contradicted each other regarding the chazakar, they're both suspected of lying and therefore no longer believe regarding the inheritance. Rav Nachman responded, Nehidi iskachesh bachilasa, ba'avasa mi iskachesh. Although they are contradictory regarding the chazakah, they're not contradictory regarding the inheritance and therefore believe regarding the inheritance. At first, the Gemara associates this machlekes with a parallel case, Beis Kiti Edim HaMechishim Zu Azu, regarding two pairs of contradictory witnesses. Am Rav Huna, Zu Ba Befnei Atzma Me'ida, V'Zu Ba Befnei Atzma Me'ida. Each pair, separately, can continue to testify regarding other matters. Rav Chizda Amar, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. They are each suspected of being false witnesses and are no longer believed. The Gemara at first suggests, Leim Rav Nachman Amar Rav Huna, V'Ravak Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Huna, while Rava rules like Rav Chizda. However, the Gemara says, Alibad Rav Chizda kule amalei pligi. Rav Chizda, who in that case disqualifies their future testimony, will certainly not accept, in our case, their testimony regarding the inheritance. However, the machlekes Rav Nachman bar Rava is according to the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Nachman ki Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds that Rav Huna, who accepts their future testimony, would also accept their current testimony regarding the inheritance in which they are not contradictory. V'Rava ad kan lekam Rav Huna ela edus acheres aval oisa edus loy. Rava holds that although Rav Huna accepts their future testimony, he would not accept their current testimony regarding the inheritance because it is part of their current contradictory testimony. The Gemara relates the rest of the above incident of v'zeh mishal avoisai v'zeh mishal avoisai. Rav Nachman ruled, Rav Nachman awarded the property to the one who brought witnesses that he inherited the property. The losing party then brought other witnesses that he inherited the property. At this point, Rav Nachman ruled, Anan, Achsine, Anan, Maskinele, Lezilus de Beidin, Lechashinan. We now reverse our ruling and remove the property from the winning party, and we're not concerned that people will mock Bezdin for reversing their earlier ruling. And the ownership of the property remains unknown, and as Tesis says, we now rule called the Olm Gevar. The stronger party may seize it without interference from Bezdin. Now, Rava challenged this ruling from a Mishnah. Shnaim Amrim Meis, V'shnaim Amrim Lei Meis, Shnaim Amrim Nisgarsha, V'shnaim Amrim Lei Nisgarsha. If two sets of witnesses contradict each other regarding a man's death or divorce, in order to allow his wife to remarry, the wife may not remarry, since her status is uncertain. However, if she did remarry, we do not compel her second husband to divorce her, as the Gemara in Ksubas explains, but Imaris Barili Chameis Baili, if she claims to be certain that her first husband died. However, Nachman Rabbiisi Omer, Bisman Shabo Eidim Ba'ach Kachnisis Teitze, if the witnesses first contradicted each other and she then remarried unlawfully, she must get divorced from her second husband. However, nisus v'achach bo eidim harezu loy teitze. If she remarried based on the testimony of one set of witnesses and then other witnesses contradicted her story, she does not need to get divorced because cheshina lezilusa de beidina. We're concerned with the disgrace bezdin and do not issue a ruling retracting a previous ruling. This apparently contradicts Rav Nachman who ruled loy cheshina lezilusa de beidina. Despite this challenge, Nafik Avar Uvda, Rav Nachman acted according to his ruling because Talia Ba'ashi Ravarvi, he found many great sages that supported his ruling. The Gemara discusses their opinions at length in the next daf.